Trump halts housing bill signing and ties it to voting rule changes. President Donald Trump halted the signing of a bipartisan housing bill and tied its fate to a separate effort to tighten voter registration rules, including ID on voting day and stricter rules for mail ballots. He framed the move as urgent and said the housing measure must be approved before the other proposal. The decision drew opposition from both parties and left lawmakers unsure about the next steps. The article examines what this means for housing policy, election rules, and the balance of power between the executive and Congress. Trump canceled signing a bipartisan housing bill and tied it to passing a tougher voting law. The voting bill would require citizenship proof to register and a photo ID to vote. Democrats and Republicans criticized the move and opposed the strict voting rules. The housing bill aimed to lower housing costs and speed up home building. If Trump does not sign the bill, it could still become law. Trump ties housing legislation to voting rules, suspends signing in a dramatic move. President Donald Trump abruptly canceled plans to sign a bipartisan housing measure approved by Congress, tying his action to the fate of a separate voting reform bill. He said on social media that he would not sign the housing package until Congress passes the other measure, which would tighten rules for voter registration and participation. According to his post, the signing ceremony was called off and the housing bill would remain unsigned until the passage of the so-called Save America Act, which he described as an urgent national crisis. What the housing bill would do, the housing legislation, known as the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, aims to reduce housing costs and accelerate building by easing federal regulations and encouraging local development. It spans roughly 380 pages and has broad support from economists and housing experts. The White House and supporters touted it as the first major housing initiative in decades, though its fate now rests with the broader political maneuvering around voting rules. The measure is currently stalled in the Senate, where Democrats oppose its passage paths, arguing that it does not adequately address fairness in elections and could conflict with other policy goals. What the voting rules bill would require, the Save America Act seeks to add stricter voter verification. States would be required to prove citizenship when registering to vote and present a photo ID to cast ballots. It would also impose tighter rules on mail-in voting. Critics say the provisions would create barriers for some voters, while supporters describe them as necessary safeguards. The proposal has faced strong opposition in the Senate, where Democrats call the provisions discriminatory and potentially suppressive of certain voter groups. Reactions from lawmakers, Republicans in the House, publicly defended the housing bill during a recent briefing, arguing the measure delivers concrete results for constituents and fits a Republican governance model. On the other side, Senate Democrats criticized Trump's move, framing it as a retreat from a notable legislative win that could help ordinary Americans. Public comment from the White House framed the housing bill as important, but secondary to the broader electoral reform push, signaling a shift in emphasis amid a politically charged year ahead of elections. What happens next? It remains unclear whether Trump will veto the housing bill outright or let it expire without signing. If he does not sign and Congress remains in session, the measure could become law after 10 days. The administration had promoted the housing package as a landmark achievement, but the current decision places it in question as the administration presses ahead with its voting rules agenda. Conclusion: the episode underscores a core tension between advancing economic policy, the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, and pursuing voting rule reforms via the Save America Act. The housing measure seeks to reduce housing costs and accelerate development, while the voting proposal would require citizenship proof and a photo ID for voting and tighten mail-in voting rules. The executive move to condition signing on the passage of the voting bill drew sharp criticism from both parties and raised questions about legislative procedure and the balance of power between the presidency and Congress. Looking ahead, the housing bill's fate depends on congressional action, within a looming 10-day window, and the Senate's stance on voting reforms. If the president signs later, the measure could become law. If not, it could stall or die. The broader political dynamic, whether bipartisanship can be sustained or eroded by this linkage, will shape future policy on housing, elections, and governance. Frequently asked questions: 1. Why did Trump suspend signing the housing bill? He said he would sign it only after the voting rule bill passes. He called the voting bill an emergency. 2. What would the Save America Act require to vote? It would require proof of citizenship to register and a photo ID to vote. It faces strong Senate opposition. 3. How did Republicans react to the move? Some defended the housing bill. Others criticized linking it to voting rules. GOP leaders still praised the housing plan. 4. How did Democrats react? Democrats opposed the voting rule changes. They said it would hurt voters and called the move partisan. 5. What happens next for the housing bill? If Trump signs later, it becomes law. If not, it could die or stall. The Save America Act is stuck in the Senate.